From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel, hosting this week from New York City on the front lines of the financial crisis. And we begin this hour in the New York City office of New York Governor David Paterson. Welcome to the program, Governor Paterson.
Thank you, Robert.
This crisis affects all of us in the country, if not everyone around the world. But for New York State, it has a very special impact in terms of your revenues. How much of New York's taxes are at stake when Wall Street has a bad season?
Well, 20% of our revenues are derived from Wall Street. And in the fourth quarter of the fiscal year, January, February, and March, 30% of our revenues.
So I mean, because that's bonus season on Wall Street.
Yes. So this year, the Wall Street bonuses are projected to be down 43%, and capital gains taxes are projected to be down 35%. Capital gains taxes will cause New York to lose $38.7 billion. And the personal bonuses will cause us to lose another $20 billion. My concern is that those numbers may not reflect the downturn in the market since September. If we have 50 to 60% fall-offs in personal bonuses and capital gains, we will be looking at an immense budget beyond anyone's imagination.
A budget that you have to balance.
A budget that we would have to balance. Right now, we are $1.2 billion in the hole for this year alone, and we've already closed the budget twice this year. We're headed back to Albany in mid-November to try a third time.
Well, how do you square the supply problem of less revenue with another fact of an economic downturn, which is it's not that people need less in the way of government services. They probably need more.
Well, one of the problems is that our expenditures exceeded our revenues even before the downturn in the economy. For the first half of 2008, we had an 8.3% increase in revenues, but a 10.9% increase in our expenditures. Yet we actually need government to be involved in the regulation of a lot of these industries, particularly in the insurance industry, where we'd like to regulate those credit deficit swaps, which got so many firms in a lot of trouble, and actually have another magnified effect on New York State.
Well, let me ask you about that very idea. You've expressed an interest in regulating those CDSs, as they're called. They defy understanding by most of us what these financial instruments are. What does it mean for the state of New York to regulate them as insurance?
Well, it means that we would be able to take action where we feel that the swaps are outside the lines of regular business practices. Such as, to make it simple, if you were insuring your house and then you sell the house, but you still hold the insurance, well, if something happens to the house, you could benefit from it. And that's what the real danger with credit deficit swaps actually became. And so we want an opportunity to be in the situation monitoring it. Because what happened with a lot of these financial innovations was that even the firms involved didn't have the bookkeeping that they could keep track of what's going on. So as a government, we're going to insist that we do. And hopefully, more than anything else, Robert, we're trying to get the federal government to start getting involved in these situations.
There are estimates that the CDS market was in excess of $50 trillion.
I've even heard as high as $63 trillion.
But the combined gross national products, the gross domestic products of all the countries in the world, is only somewhere in the 60s of trillions of dollars. This is a colossally inflated market of securities you're talking about.
Well, I think one thing we will see at the end of this crisis, which is not going to be soon, is you will not see the sort of derivatives market that existed over the past few years, because it really was out of bounds in terms of what would be good financial practice.
Can government reasonably regulate markets that know no national boundaries and that seem remarkably well-resourced?
Well, Robert, since so many of them are out of jobs, maybe we'll hire some of them. But clearly, even in their own industries, I don't think this was a crisis caused by a lack of human capital, human ability. I think it was caused by the infection of greed and thinking that you could always refinance yourself out of a situation. And I hope that from the epicenter of government all the way to the homeowner and tenant in this country, we've all learned a valuable lesson, because we're going to pay for it for the next decade.
Governor David Paterson of New York, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Robert.